All right, we'll say good morning. Let's continue. So we left off in the middle of Perek Yotes. So actually, we're going to pick up, if you're in the red edition, we're going to pick up on page Resh Beis, about 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top. We left off a few lines further down, but this is a good section to begin. So remember, we began speaking last week about Avas Hashem, about love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we discussed the idea that love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on, according to the Ramchal, three different forms. One of the forms that he's referring to over here is what he called kina. Now, although we normally translate kina as jealousy, in this particular context it means a zealotry. But not a zealotry like, you know, when we think about zealotry, we often have a negative connotation because we think about Pinchas, although of course that was a positive act, but you sometimes could associate zealotry with chas v'shalom, death, or other things like that. So the Ramchal says, in this case, zealotry means an ability to see the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu trampled upon, and that a person feels the absolute need to react in some way in order to preserve kvod shem shamayim. So he writes over here, v'zeh pashut. The truth is, this is obvious. Kimi she'oev es chavero, i'af shalo lispo she'ira makim es chavero mecharfim oso, u'bevada she'yitzil es raso. Because if someone loves his friend, it's impossible that if he sees someone else disparaging his friend, hurting his friend, that of course the individual is going to come to the aid of his friend. Meaning, I will say, if you love someone, let me say it differently. If you see someone and they're getting abused and they're getting hurt, whether it's physically or emotionally, and you stand by, so that shows indifference. And where there is indifference, there's no love. If you love someone, then by definition, if chas v'shalom you see them being compromised in some way, you absolutely spring into action. So the Ramchal says, Gamish ohev shemo yisparach. The same is true with someone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yuchal lispol veliros sheichalalu oso chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, v'shiyarba mitzosom. So if someone loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible to just simply sit by while the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being disparaged. And others violate his mitzvos, v'humash amr shlomo, ozvei tore halalu rasha, v'shomrei Torah yiskarupa. This is the pasuk in Mishle. Those who forsake the Torah will praise the wicked, and those who keep the Torah, shomrei Torah yiskaruba, will contend with the wicked. In other words, it says, it's a very important yisod, this idea that one of the ways in which ultimately we display our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by going ahead and contending with those who violate the Torah. Now, again, I want to be clear. He's not talking about launching demonstrations or burning tires. He's talking about this idea that there is sometimes like an indifferent, like an apathetic indifference. This idea that sometimes we just live like, okay, everybody can do whatever they want. It's not true. It's not true, meaning we love every single person no matter what they do. That's the concept, that Yisrael, afal pi shechati Yisrael, even if a Jew sins, he's still a Jew. And of course, again, my love is not based on someone's, what they do or what they don't do. I love every single person. But at the same time, a person has to have a certain ability to stand up for that which is wrong. And if I see, or I should say stand up against that which is wrong. The idea is, if I see something wrong happening, I have to be able to take a stand. And by the way, this is true whether it's in my family, or whether it's in my community, or whether it's in my people. And I will say, there's a way to do this. It's an art. It is an art. And that's why it probably should not be practiced by most people unless you know how to actually do it. But there is a way to stand up for that which is right without being offensive, or without hurting someone else's feeling, or without making someone feel like a nothing. But the problem is that what Ramchal is saying is, if you see that the Kavod Shem Shamayim, that the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is being diminished, and you stand idly by, that demonstrates a lack of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Ki Osam Shemahalim Rasha Berishaso, because those who literally go ahead and praise the Rasha in his wickedness, V'lo Yochichu Aponav Mumo, and they do not rebuke the Rasha for his shortcomings, Hinehem Ozvei HaTorah, they have forsaken the Torah, and they have left the Torah, and they have made the Torah vulnerable to be disparaged. Chas v'chalila, Ach shomreha hamischaskim lahachzika. But those who keep the Torah and those who bolster the Torah, vada sheyiskaru bam v'lo yichlu lehisapek lahachrish. We'll say this is an interesting idea, that if someone loves Torah, it's no different. If chas v'shalom, a person is with his spouse, and someone says something negative about my spouse, so a husband would never remain quiet, or I should say, a husband should never remain quiet about that, right? It's a husband's obligation to defend the honor of his wife. It doesn't mean he's going to beat the guy up, but there has to be a reaction, because if someone impugns something or someone that you love, by definition, you have to react to that. So says the Ramchal, if I see that the covet of Torah is being impugned, I have to react to that as well. Now, as well, what that reaction is, how that reaction manifests itself. So again, that will depend on different situations, but there's an absolute need to act. He goes on, V'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Iyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Iyov, Chafetz Avro Sapecha U're'ei Kol Ge'ah V'Hashpilehu Re'ei Kol Ge'ah V'Hachni'ehu V'Adoch Resho'im Tachtom Tamnim ba'afar yachad pneim chavush b'tamun. So we'll see here the pasuk in Iyov is ultimately talking about that those who are arrogant, those who are balei gaiva, have to be brought down. Kizeh tokaf ha'ava sheyuchal laharos misha'oiv esboro emes. Because this is a form of love in which one is able to really express their love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely by defending the honor of God. Va'omer, and the pasuk says, O'avei Hashem sinura. Those who love God ultimately despise evil. And the despising of evil means the ability to take a stand against things that are wrong, when ultimately I see them. Top of Reish Gimel. V'hinei be'arnu ad heino ha-chasidus. Masha taloi b'maisi ob'ofen asya. So we'll say, up until this point, remember, this entire chapter is focused on one midah, the midah of chasidus, and we've been specifically focusing on behavioral chasidus, like the actual things that you do. Univar ata tali bekavara. Now we're going to talk about more like an emotional or cognitive chasidus, cognitive piety. Ukvar dibarnu gam kin lamala meinyan lishma v'shelo lishma lemadrigosehem. We also spoke about earlier, and he quotes over here in the footnote. This was in the Midah of Tara about the concept of lishma and shelo lishma, doing things for the right purpose, for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shalom Lishma, and their different gradations. Amnam vaday, shemishem eskaven ba'avodaso, l'taher nafsho lifnei boro, l'matiske l'asheves espanav b'chlal ha'yesharim v'chasidim. So we'll say someone who goes ahead and has kavana, when he does his avodah, when he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has kavana, that why is he doing it? To purify his soul before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that he should be privileged to be able to sit in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of the Yesharim, the presence of the upright, the presence of the pious, lachzos b'noam Hashem ulevaker beichalo lekabel hagmul asher ba'olam haba, lo nuchal lomar shetiyeh kavana zura. So we'll say, so look what Ramchal says. Look, if a person does mitzvos, and the whole reason I do mitzvos is because, essentially, I want olam haba. I want olam haba. And I don't just want any olam haba. I want really good olam haba. Like, I want courtside. I want olam haba courtside seats. You know, I want to be able. Truth is, I don't even want to sit courtside. I want to sit on the court. Right? I want to be that guy who's right? And not just running across the court because, like, whatever, I'm a nut. Like, I want to mamish have a place, or I want to have a place right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So look what Ramchal says. He says, Lo nucha loma shetia kavana zura. Look, I can't say that that's a bad thing, right? If somebody wants to go ahead and do this because they want Olam Haba, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. Achein lo nuchal gamkein lo nuchal lomar gamkein shetia yoser tova. So look what he writes. He says, I can't tell you this is the worst thing, but I also can't tell you it's the best thing. Meaning, both said, this is very important. Halavai, right? We should all be motivated with fiery passion that we want to do mitzvos because we want a beautiful, eternal afterlife. It's great. So Michal says, again, it's certainly not a bad thing, but at the same time, it's also not the highest level of service. Ki ad sha adam miskavin letovas atzmo, sof avodas l'zrachazor. So this is very profound. Because at the end of the day, if I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I want Olam Haba, I'm not serving God. I'm serving me. At the end of the day, when my divine service is for my own interests, even if those interests are spiritual in nature, like again, like in this case over here, that's not called Avodas Hashem, that's called Avodas Atzmo. Now again, I will say, well, let's be clear. Ramchal is not saying, terrible, it's hard. Ramchal says, great, if a person is on this level, wonderful, but we always know, we're always looking to grow, we're always looking to do better, we're always looking to take things to the next level. And we'll say this is a very important yisod, because I think it happens very often, whether even in our spiritual lives, that a lot of times, even though behaviorally we are serving, thank you, even though behaviorally we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in reality, we're serving ourselves. That a lot of the things we do in our Judaism is really for us, either for the schar or whatever else, but it's for me. And it's just important to be, in general in life, it's important to be self-aware. It's always important to know why I do the things that I do. Because at least this way, if there is something that needs to be tweaked, I'm aware enough to know it. As opposed to a person who just does things without thinking about the why or the motivations, it's very easy for a person to lose their derech, to lose their path. He goes on, Acha kavana ha'amitis, ha'metzuyi b'chasidim, asher taruchu v'shtadu lahasiga, but the true path that has been acquired by the Hasidim, by the pious, that they have worked very hard to try to acquire, who sheyihyeh ha'adam oved rak leman asher kvodo shal ha'adam baruch hu yigdal v'yirveh. They serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one reason and one reason only, that the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be amplified and intensified. V'zeyihyeh achar sheyiskaber bi'ava elav yisbarach. V'yechomid umis'ave el hagdolas kivodo, umitzta'er al shiimat menu. So we'll say this kind of goes a little bit with what we discussed before, which is that the whole idea of kina is that I want to see the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu incredibly intense. I want to see the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu intensified. So over here, what's the root? At the end of the day, why does the chassid serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning, what's the motivation of the chassid? And the answer is, because the chassid wants to see the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu intensified to the greatest degree possible. V'yechomeid u'misaveh al hagdolas kvodo u'mitzta'er al shimat bimenu. The chassid is distressed when sometimes the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes diminished. Ki az ya'avod avodos l'tachlis zeh, shelefachos mitzido yekvod yisbarach miskadal. That the chassid says, you know what, I want to do my part. I need to do my part in trying to make sure that the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is intensified. This is very important as well. You see, the chassid, remember, is also not content with just his own avodas Hashem, but the chassid must also make sure to the best of his ability that others are doing their part as well. He strives to become an enabler for the growth of others. And I will say again, the chassid ultimately is it's difficult for him, it's sad for him. Yisanach, you know, he lets out a krechts when ultimately, again, he sees other people not doing their part. And of course, again, as big of a krechts as he lets out for other people, you know, it's always easy to krechts over other people's shortcomings. That's no great deal in that. The bigger deal, ultimately, again, is figuring out how to krechts over your own shortcomings. So he looks at his own shortcomings as well, whether it's b'shogeg, accidentally or extenuating circumstances, or simply because he's weak. Asher kashal lishomer min achatam b'chol eis kinyin akosuv, ki ein tzadik ba'aretz asher lo asher ya'asetov v'lo yecheta. Because I will say, again, he realizes that at the end of the day, everyone makes mistakes, some big, some small, but mistakes ultimately, again, are always made. So we'll say, so this, we'll stop over here for today, but again, this is this beautiful aspect that Ramchal is describing over here, that now you have the chassid really serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's ultimately to intensify the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to intensify the kavod Shamayim, and ultimately wants to do whatever he can to do his part. See, even though, again, if a person is worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu for schar, And even though it's schar in this world, there's schar in olam haba, that's beautiful and it's a wonderful start. But at the end of the day, that's not called avodas Hashem, that's called avodas atzmo. I'm serving myself. The chassid strives for a higher level, where I'm not serving God because of anything I'm going to get, but I'm serving God because I have the ability to single-handedly amplify the kavod shamayim. And through my example, I have the ability to enable others to do the same. That's what the chassid aspires to. That's what we aspire to. And Emir Tashem will continue tomorrow.